Sports Weekend All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Prince Nesta joins us once again for a look at some of the highlights from the weekend in European club football. Prince, as a 22-year-old striker from Nigeria, was on target for the Gunners of Arsenal. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Nigerian international Alex Iwobi and French striker Alexandre Lacazette scored in the first half as Arsenal stayed in the hunt for a top-four finish by beating bottom side Huddersfield 2-1 at the John Smith Stadium. Huddersfield pulled their goal back in injury time when Arsenal defender Sid Kolasinac hit the ball into his own net, denying the Gunners a fast-away clean sheet in the league this season. The Gunners are now a point and a place below fourth-place Manchester United, while they are level on points with sixth-place Chelsea. Tottenham kept themselves in the title hunt by seeing off Leicester 3-1, while Sergio Aguero hit a second hat-trick in three matches, as Manchester City thumped Chelsea 6-0 to move above Liverpool and top the Premier League with 65 points. The Argentine equaled Alan Shearer's record of 11 Premier League hat-tricks and became City's all-time leading scorer, while at the same time taking his tally in the competition to 160. The win ensured Chelsea fell to their heaviest defeat since losing 7-0 against Nottingham Forest in April 1991.
Wow, Prince. I guess you could say Chelsea fans were really singing the blues after that lopsided loss. Prince, still with the Premier League, I see African players are making sure Liverpool stays in the title race despite pressure from Man City.
That's right, Sonny. Goals from Senegalese Benjamin Sadio Mane, Egyptian magician Mo Salah, and Dutch midfielder Jorginho Wijnaldum ensured Liverpool did their part by beating Bournemouth 3-0, while their Merseyside rivals Everton lost for the third time in a row, going down 1-0 at Watford. Manchester United also made it 25 points from a possible 27 under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer by easing past Fulham 3-0. Antoine Martial was in sensational form, making the first for French playmaker of Guinean descent Paul Pogba and scoring a wonderful second. Pogba wrapped up the points in the second half when he stroked home from the penalty spot after Juan Mata was fouled in the area, sending the Red Devils into fourth place in the Premier League.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta is looking at some of the highlights from the weekend in European club football. Prince, any updates on the French league?
Sure, Sonny. Lille stepped up its bid for second place in the French league and automatic qualification for the Champions League by winning 2-0 at Guingamp. Portuguese striker of Angolan descent Rafael Leao put Lille ahead just after halftime before former France forward Loic Remy won and converted an injury-time penalty. Lyon lost to Nice 1-0 at the Alliance Riviera, while Edinson Cavani scored the lone goal and later sustained a hip injury as league leaders PSG beat Bordeaux 1-0 at home. Moving on to the Spanish La Liga, champions Barcelona, who are unbeaten in 11 games, were held to a goalless draw at Athletic Bilbao as they went 6 points clear at the top of the table. Gareth Bale scored his 100th Real Madrid goal as they beat Atletico in the Madrid derby to overtake their rivals into second place.
Finally, Prince, the UEFA Champions League is back after a long hiatus. The knockout phase kicks off with first leg matches scheduled on Tuesday. Do you have any details for our Voice of America listeners?
It's going to be so exciting, Sonny. And fans are really itching to watch the Tuesday's knockout stage match, which pits Manchester United against Paris Saint-Germain. Some bad news for PSG fans. Edinson Cavani may miss the first leg of the clash, while forward Neymar has also been ruled out of both the first and the return leg, which will take place on the 6th of March, through injury. This actually leaves World Cup winning French forward of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe, who replaced Cavani at the weekend as the only fit member of their first choice front three. Roma will also host FC Porto in the first leg of the Champions League round of 16 on Tuesday night at the Stadio Olimpico. Porto really impressed in the group stages, finishing with 16 points, and Roma finished second behind last season's Champions League winners Real Madrid. Both teams would actually be very pleased with the draw as they missed out on facing one of Europe's elite teams in the draw. But at the same time, I'd give each team a 50-50 chance of winning this particular fixture. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I'm Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us now from Abuja, Nigeria, with a package of African football news is Samson Omale. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sunny. We begin from North Africa, where Egyptian club Ismaili SC have been reinstated to this year's African Champions League after a successful appeal against their expulsion. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, 3 weeks ago disqualified Ismaili after crowd trouble brought an early end to the Egyptian club's home game with Tunisia's Club Africain. Cameroonian referee Niet Alium called off the game, which took place in Ismailia on the 18th of January in the dying stage after a lengthy stoppage as Ismaili's angry fans kept hurling bottles onto the pitch with their sides trailing 2-1. And now to the CAF Champions League. Several matches have been lined up to be played on Tuesday. In one of the games, Simba will face Al Ahly, while Horoya will welcome FC Platinum. TP Mazembe of Congo will travel to Club Africain, while ASEC Mimosas will host South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns. In other group matches, it will be Wydad Casablanca who will welcome Lobi Stars of Nigeria, while JS Saoura will be hosting AS Vita V Club. Two sports journalists, Deji Ogembo and Alfred Sarki, previewed the standings in the group and what to expect in Tuesday's CAF Champions League matches.
The likes of Wydad Casablanca, they understand the ethics or the theatrics of playing on the continent. You could see videos of them even trying to harass the referee. They knew these things are psychological, and I think that's where Lobi Stars are lacking too. So the game in Morocco will be a daunting task for them.
For the Orlando Pirates and Esperance of Tunis, I think they are perennial contenders right now in the CAF Champions League, so they are used to the terrain. So we expect both of them to come out from this group. Anything could happen, and if anything happens, guys will be Horaya coming out.
And now to the CAF Under 20 African competition holding in Niger, where the semi-finalists in the competition have emerged. In the first semi-final, it will be Flying Eagles of Nigeria who will meet the Junior Eagles of Mali in an all-West African semi-final on Wednesday. The second semi-final will be between Senegal and South Africa. All four semi-finalists have earned a ticket to represent the continent during the FIFA Under 20 World Cup finals in Poland. Some sports fans believe Africa will put up a brilliant performance during the Under 20 World Cup, going by the teams that will represent the continent.
I must say I'm impressed with what South Africa is doing. Technically, they are sound. When it comes to technicalities, they are one of the best in Africa. Senegal, powerhouse, we know how they play. So I think it's good for Africa.
I've been really impressed with the Senegalese. I mean, a lot of that has been cast into whether these guys are the right age. But bottom line is that they've instilled some right ethics into them, and they've really surprised all and Sonja qualified with a game to spare. So they are one team to watch out for. But the South Africans are really young. I love their vibrancy, their approach to the game.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is Dikeme Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net, thanks to Dikembe. Dikembe Mutombo has done a lot on the humanitarian front since his National Basketball Association career ended, and so has Olumide Oyedeji. In 2000, the Nigerian big man set up a youth foundation that uses basketball as a medium for change. Since then, Olumide's foundation has helped more than 45,000 young people all over the world. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Olumide talked about the history of his foundation and its purpose.
This year is going to be the 28th edition of Olumide Oyedeji Youth Foundation basketball camp and a program and events. This one started in year 2000 and in Seattle, Washington, when I started the camp, when I started the foundation. And so far, I've had over 45,000 youth that passed through the foundation all over the world. Not only in Nigeria, I've done in all over the world except Australia. I've been to South America, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, been to Spain, Italy, to Greece, doing hardest camp, was in London. Until this one, I've been in Senegal, I've been in Cameroon, I've been in South Africa, Mali. I'm probably just going to go to Liberia very soon. And probably, when you put it, numbers into this, about over 45,000 youth that passed through this one all over the world. So that's it. Then the main reason is to take care of underprivileged youth and put a smile on their faces and give them privilege. So I'm just encourage them and motivate them. And I would have wished I would have enough money to build a hospital. I would have made enough money to build a hospital to do one or two things. But at least I give glory to God with whatever I can do. I've been touching lives, giving scholarships, and I do all those ones. At least we will go. So when I was growing up, it was difficult. It was tough. It was rough. People took advantage of me. I had no people to give me the right advice. I had no motivation. But I kept grinding. I said, God, I want you to bless me so I could bless other people, so I could change life. So I look at what I could do, and I probably look at the whole thing. I just believe that giving back through basketball, combined with education, is something that I really want to do. And I've been doing it for 19 years right now. So it's been wonderful.
Have you discovered talents from this youth foundation? Do we have talents out there doing very well? Since they entered the youth foundation, have we discovered talents?
Oh, definitely, no doubt. We have discovered a lot of talent. We have lawyers, we have doctors, we have accountants, we have managers, we have pilots. We have probably just done through because we go beyond basketball. When you're talking about basketball, we have had Olympians. Even to play in the team, we have African champions. We play in the team, we have a NCAA champion. So we have four players. I have about three players from here who are playing in the NBA. And one of them has a potential, Charles Bassey, to get drafted this year in the NBA draft if he come out. So I have about 250 kids in the United States going to colleges, high school, who pass through the foundation, through the academy. And we have over 85 that play professional outside country and outside Nigeria. And I have over 100 to about 120 with numbers who have been playing for national team from junior to the senior level. So, look at another one is Kafi, a dancing queen who has Guinness World Record. She was a product of the foundation. She actually got a scholarship through the foundation because she was one of the most promising and dedicated camper at that time. So we have a different kind of just this thing, and because we combine academics and sports together, because not everybody is going to be a professional basketball player. So that's it.
Do you intend to continue with this youth foundation?
Definitely, no doubt, by special grace of God. As long as I'm still living, I will continue, because the foundation is so broad right now that we have different programs, and all the programs come with a different thing. Like there's an amateur team that played in the league in Nigeria called Oops and Reed, which want to make them to go to school and play basketball at the same time. Because you have to find out about 75% of our basketball players drop out of school. So you want to do something to get them back in school. So then come up with another one, which they call intercollegiate basketball championship. So we're having players from university, polytechnic, colleges of education, bring them together and to play basketball, to make them look up to something that really want to go to school and do. Let me do what you love to do, because whether we like it or not, not all of us are going to be professional basketball player, as I said. At the same time, we want a situation like, even if you're a professional basketball player, you're not going to play for the rest of your life. If you don't want to leave sport or you want to leave basketball, basketball is going to leave you one day. So that's why we encourage you to combine education and basketball together. And we come with a theme that they use with all this program in education. They call it Education Make You Super, Talent Make You a Star. Education plus talents make you a superstar.
That's former National Basketball Association player Olumide Oyedeji, whose youth foundation has been helping young people all over the world for the past 20 years. And Olumide was talking with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In NBA action Sunday, Cameroonian star Joel Embiid had another big game for the Philadelphia 76ers, who beat LeBron James and the visiting Los Angeles Lakers by 23 points. The AP's Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The 76ers got a big second quarter effort and went on to a 143-120 win over the Lakers. Los Angeles led 61-57 when Philadelphia took control of the 19-2 run. Joel Embiid put the Sixers ahead to stay with a pair of free throws. Embiid had 7 points in the run and finished with 37 points and 14 rebounds.
Our whole offensive package hasn't been, used. We got a long way to go. But I think the potential we have, especially come playoff time, matching up with other teams, I think we got a chance and we got to keep walking, keep getting better.
Tobias Harris added 22. Luke Kuzma had a game-high 39 for the Lakers. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to Oakland, California, where the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors rallied to edge the visiting Miami Heat by 2 points. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from Oakland.
Despite trailing by 19 points in the first quarter, the Warriors rallied to close the deficit and eventually held on to beat the Heat 120-118. Kevin Durant scored 25 of his game-high 39 points in the second half.
We always trying to fine-tune something. We won 15 out of 16, but it's something we can get better at. And I think if you had that mindset, then, you tend to reach greatness a little faster.
Klay Thompson added 29 points, making 6 threes, and Stephen Curry had 25 points and was 5 of 10 from beyond the arc.
I think we just had to be a little bit more methodical about what we were trying to, shots we were trying to get. And again, every possession was important in this game. They make 18 threes. You got to just stick it out to the end. That's what we did.
The Heat with 37 points from Josh Richardson, Deion Waiters with 24 points, and Justice Winslow with 22. In his final game at Golden State, Dwayne Wade scored 10 points off the bench.
We made enough plays. We just didn't, obviously, we didn't win the game, but we made enough. We did enough to walk out of here with a W. But, that's why they're a special team. Champions and teams like that find a way to win the game.
Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In three more NBA results Sunday, the Dallas Mavericks edged the visiting Portland Trail Blazers 102-101. The Orlando Magic clipped the wings of the host Atlanta Hawks 124-108. And the Sacramento Kings beat the visiting Phoenix Suns 117-104. The Suns have been struggling lately. It was the 14th straight loss for Phoenix. In winter sports, American skiing star Lindsey Vonn won the bronze medal in the final event of her career on Sunday at the Alpine World Championships in Sweden. Joining us now with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Lindsey Vonn ended her stellar career just as she'd hoped
on top of the podium. The 34-year-old announced earlier this year that her body was telling her it was time to quit skiing and she would retire at the end of the World Championships event. Well, things did not go Vaughn's way last Tuesday on opening day when she crashed out of the Super G competition and cast doubt on her prospects of winning a medal. But on Sunday, she seemed to turn back the hands of time and conquered the downhill in bronze medal fashion. Vaughn spoke at a news conference following her performance and said she was the most nervous she'd ever been in her entire life.
I was so nervous all day. I was just serious anxiety. You know, I think I wanted more than anything to finish strong. I didn't want to end up like I did on Tuesday in the fence, you know, and I was weighing in my mind, you know, the risk of putting it all out there, crashing and being injured again, as opposed to finishing the way I wanted to. And it was just it was an internal battle. But in the end, I won with my emotions. I stayed calm and was able to execute my plan. You know, I for some reason, I'm always slow on the top here, but on the bottom, I know how to carry my speed. And once I got into the rhythm of things, I was able to execute and hang on for one last podium.
For several years, Vaughn has battled a succession of knee injuries. Most recently, knee pain forced her out of the Super G competition in Italy. And while she says she's disappointed she was not able to win gold on Sunday, she's proud she was able to push through the pain one last time.
My body isn't allowing me to ski the way I know that I can. You know, normally I would say, yes, I'm disappointed because I know that I can win, but I don't know that I can win anymore, and that's why I'm retiring. You know, my body isn't letting me do what I need to do to win races, so that's the best I could have done today, you know, honestly. You know, like I said, I'm very, very happy and thankful for bronze today.
2017 world champion Ilka Suhic of Slovenia came away with the gold medal, and after her race, she paid her respects to Lindsey Vaughn.
She's the best. She's great. Also a great person. And I think not many were counting on her to get the medal in her last race, which makes it even more special. I mean, she's done everything. She's won so much. And I'm really honored to be there with her for her last time.
Vaughn holds the women's record for most World Cup wins at 82 and spent her career hoping to break the all-time record of 86 wins held by Sweden's former World Cup alpine skier Ingemar Stenmark. Well, Vaughn ends her career holding on to her 82 victories, but guess who was at the World Championships to present Vaughn with a bouquet of flowers? None other than Ingemar Stenmark. Vaughn said aside from winning a medal, Stenmark's presence was a definite highlight.
It meant so much to me to have him in the finish today. You know, he is an icon and a legend in our sport, and he always kind of, he doesn't really like the spotlight, but he deserves to have it. And I was just so grateful that he was there because, like I said, it's just, honestly, it's the perfect ending to my career.
So what does Vaughn look forward to now that she's retired?
It's going to be nice to not have to every morning do my knee warm up. And, you know, it's been a pretty daunting process, especially the last, you know, 4 years. So I'm looking forward to just chilling out a bit and recovering everything, including my mind. You know, it's been a lot to kind of process.
Lindsey Vaughn ends her near 20-year career with 3 Olympic medals and 8 World Championship medals, and she'll be remembered as one of the most decorated alpine skiers in U.S. history. What a remarkable career. And that's all from me for now. Sunny, I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Lindsey Vaughn for her outstanding skiing career. And that wraps up the February 11th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Lenore Moudou, host of Health Chat. Next week on Health Chat, we'll discuss measles as countries such as Madagascar and the United States are grappling with the disease. For your questions or comments, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. Health Chat this Tuesday at 1730 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
This is Science in a Minute.
The U.S. Geological Survey says 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. A couple of recent studies have also suggested that there are oceans of water deep inside our planet's mantle. Scientists suggest after its formation about 4.53 billion years ago, Earth was a dry, hot, and molten planet. A heavy bombardment of water and ice-bearing asteroids and comets several million to a billion years later provided the supply of H2O we rely on today. Now, research by a team of geoscientists from Arizona State University proposes another source of Earth's water they say has been overlooked. The sun and planets were formed from a large cloud of gas and dust containing an abundant supply of hydrogen. The study suggests a combination of all that hydrogen, along with Earth's rocky materials, could be the origin of most of our planet's water. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you news as it happens. Listen to Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC. and our 5-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.